Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest. Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. Have I got a reading for you?
You're going to read for me? Awesome.
No, it sounded good. You know, I just always tried to make the rhymes.
I know. I like it.
I always try to make the rhymes. But we have a very special guest today.
Yeah.
And it is Lindsay. Hi, darling. Say hi to everybody.
Hi.
So a funny thing happened on the way to the theater. Brenda and I had this time set up, and I was like, well, I need to reach out to, you know, one of our friends, listeners, and because a lot of people have reached out, wanted readings. And so I reached out to Lindsay, and we text. So we got connected. I don't know. It's been a few years now, at least. Right, Lindsay? And there's some, you know, stuff going on. But I sent her a text. I said, did you say you want a reading from Brenda? Because we can schedule it for next week. And you're like, actually, I didn't. But I was just thinking that I really would like to talk to somebody about what's going on in my life. And I'm like, well, girl, I'm a really good receiver. So I must have heard you somehow that this was something that you wanted to do. And so welcome. Thrilled to have you here. Again, we've connected. And actually, you've been connected with Brenda as well, taking her tarot class. We talked about sleep paralysis in the past, and we're just amazing. I love this. I love the ongoing relationship. I think you and I are going to be friends for a long time, but that's not part of the show. So it's probably the last words I'm going to be able to speak because it's going to be between Brenda and Lindsay now. But with that, I will hand it over to Brenda.
Well, thank you, my elf, for, you know, dragging Lindsay into this episode. Okay. Like, we need someone for this. Okay, great. I'll do it. Love how that happens. So it's just interesting that this is such an interesting time for you, you know, the connectedness of how things unfold and, you know, paying attention to things. And my elf did such a good job of listening to track you down for this is all perfect. Now, you did say that there are some things happening in your world. Did you want to share that with us, or did you want us just to, either way is good for you.
I vote don't share. Yeah. I'm going to, I vote don't share.
Okay.
I want to see what the stars say. Sorry, I said I'd be quiet, but I'm not now.
We are all shocked by this, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Witchy with poo.
All right. So people know what I'm looking at is today is an astrology chart and a numerology chart. And the way the planets are transiting, almost all of the way the planets are progressing in the first quadrant tells me this is really a time where you are looking at your, like, who you are. How am I doing my life? Is it really what makes sense to me? Or is it really more like, did I just get here because I was just doing whatever's next, or what people expected of me is what I imagine how it went. But does this question make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so with that, with this sort of internal pressure, because that's what it feels like to me, like you're kind of, there's an internal pressure that's seeking relief. And, you know, with that, I want to ask you to kind of expand out your vision a little bit and go, wait a minute, I'm going to be here a long time. So I can, like, I don't have to have it right in this moment. Because the decades that I've spent on the planet so far have all informed my choices. Because I feel like somewhere in your mind, you're actually judging yourself about how you got here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I missed it, or I'm wasting time, or I'm not paying attention. And I want to invite you to hold it a slightly different way that's going to be more comfortable and, more importantly, more productive. Okay, so it's going to feel better because you came with extraordinary chart. So we have 12 houses, 10 planets, And each of those planets has a home base that they like to be in. So you, in this lineup, you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So half the planets are in their own house that they want, in their own sign that they want to be in, which is amazing. It's like amazing. And you have a couple with two hits because, right, some planets hit more than one house. Like, so why do we care about this? Why would an astrologer get so excited for you is because you have so much power that when you decide to go in a direction, the cosmos are just going to carry you. They're really like, yeah, you came to do whatever you decide to do, you came to do. So please know that all, you know, the time that you've spent so far on the planet has not been wasted. Cause I just feel like there's part of you that's judging or feeling pressure. And I'm like, oh, no. You needed to have all those experiences to inform whatever you decide to do next. Is this making sense to you?
Yes.
And so have you had panic attacks?
No, I've struggled with anxiety though.
Okay, that's the same thing in my book.
It holds the same energy for sure.
because it hits the nervous system. That's like I can't sleep, sort of thing. Like there's an agitation within me, and I want to put that at ease. That says you're actually listening very deeply, or you wouldn't even be asking this question at this threshold. So. Can we just calm down and go, I'm right on time. Full stop. I'm right on time.
I like that.
Okay. There are two things I want to point out very specifically. One, you do have intuitive hits and psychic knowing. Are you someone who, like, sometimes I don't know how I know, I just know?
Yes.
It almost feels like when you share it, sometimes things can get blown up. And I don't know what that looks like, but does that make sense to you? Like, do people, I don't know if like you blow their minds or like sometimes things get messy between you because you said something. And go ahead.
I think that I just have a really difficult time trusting myself and I question everything. And so when I do say something, it's always comes with this, like, well, I don't really know. There's so much, like, I'm just a huge overthinker. I have a really hard time trusting myself.
Okay. You have a Virgo rising. That's a sign of service, and it's a sign of analysis and likes things to be very precise, right? So this is one of your signature characteristics. And this is why people trust you sort of unconditionally, because you don't mess around. Like, you're like, if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Not only am I going to do it, I'm going to do it right. Like, that's kind of how you roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, what we see on the externally is you doing things right. What we don't see, right? So this is the beautiful swan moving across the lake so gracefully. What we don't see is all the spinning that you do to make sure it's right. Like you will actually check things 3, 4, 10 times for the one that we actually see. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And so, yeah. Again, and I'm not saying it's wrong. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of how you prefer to run. And there's another way that says, I have enough mastery. I don't have to I don't have to do this 10 times. This one I can do one and done. It's going to be okay. Because your 90%, even if you hit 90%, is like most people's 150%, you know? So we're going to just give you as much grace as possible as you go through your day to day. Now, there are things that where you're going to want to run it 10 times, and that's really critical and fine for those critical things, but you're doing it on the non-critical things. So we're going to create some capacity in your life so that you can do what you actually want to do. And specifically around the psychic ability or the intuitiveness, I feel like, any intuitive has gone through the threshold of, I don't know. I could be wrong about this. Like, I still say it when I'm doing readings. I don't know if this is right. Does this sound right? I don't know. Like, I don't know if it sounds right because I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know exactly what I want to say, right? Because they don't give me all the details. They give me the things that we need to point out for the conversation. And so that's just a normal part of building that psychic language. So it also invites the person into the conversation. And so you don't look like you're bossing them around. And that's kind of nice. think of it that way.
I'll take a few notes on that one.
Okay.
All that's noted.
Yeah. Hashtag bossy elf. But, but so the other thing that I want to talk about for you is sometimes it's interesting to me because I feel like, you know, you do have that part of you that likes things lined up, buttoned up, checked, you know, list checked twice, everything's good. But then there's also a part of you that doesn't mind blowing things up. Like all of a sudden you'll do that sharp move and everyone goes, what the hell just happened? Oh my God, what did Lindsay do? does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it kind of catches people off guard.
Yeah. That laugh. First it was the smile.
Yeah.
And then it was the laugh. And if you would have said no, I'd have been, you're the best actress I've ever seen. Because you totally showed us on the screen exactly the recognition of that. That's hilarious.
So when you do that move, you know, that throw a random lightning bolt into things, can you give us an example of what that would look like?
Oh boy.
And it can be like a small example or a big example. Doesn't matter because you do them both. Well,
you know, I was on a path in my job where I think everybody thought I was going to be there for a long time and I was kind of working my way up the ladder. And then I was like, no, I'm done. I'm quitting. And I resigned.
And they went, oh my God, did she have a break with reality? Wait, we can get her back, right?
Yeah.
Like that's what they think. Yeah. Can you give me at least the industry? What kind of work did you do?
I'm a social worker.
You're a social worker. Okay. Oh, of course you are. Okay. That brings us to the fourth quadrant. So I'm assuming you did that recently with how it sparked in the chart when you said that. Did you is that a recent awakening?
Yeah.
Awakening?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I'm assuming you don't know what you're going to do next. Is that correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. You know how you talked about you doubt your psychic gifts, but you also, like, I want to do a couple focus groups on you with different, like, coworkers, different friends, different communities, because you show up in so many different ways for different groups. Does this make sense?
Yes.
And you have no idea, like, you know what has to be done in each one of those situations, and you step up and you organize and then you get things done, right? You love doing that. But you have no idea the light, the specific light, the what is that called when light fractions, like the different factions of light or fractions, right? Where you get these different rays and it's like you show up this way for them and this way for that. Like you have these different little magic tools that you pull out of your Mary Poppins bag in each one of those situations, you don't even realize it. And the reason you don't realize it is because your sun is in the 12th house. And sometimes we don't see our gifts when they're in the 12th house. And so we have to have someone reflect them to us. And so this would be a wonderful thing for you to do or have someone do for you, because you would probably be uncomfortable doing this for yourself, that says, tell me what you count on me for. Tell me when I show up, what do you get excited that's going to happen because I'm there? Like, so that people could say, oh, well, when you're in the room, I know this is going to happen. I know we're going to have a great plan. I know we're going to have some insight. And when we know it's going to be, you know, put on a schedule to make sure it's delivered on time. Like, these are all things that you bring. Right. You bring a vision and healing and patience and service. Like, these are things that you bring over and over, but it's going to take different forms and when it shows up in different areas of your world. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
And does it make sense that you don't actually see those gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Who hits back.
We don't get
live across North America. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, The Who with an orchestra. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Well, when was the first time you ever felt properly represented in media?
Properly represented? I still don't feel properly represented.
Hey, I'm Noor Tagori, and I've been telling stories my entire life. For my new podcast, Rep, I've spent years examining a more personal story. about how the misrepresentation of Muslims in media has impacted American society. I thought I knew the story because I thought I knew my story. But the more I looked for singular, clear answers, the more questions I had. Our story guides include academics, artists, actors, and we bounce around through American history and culture, witness our present and future unfold, and then we find out how these stories affect all of us. Welcome to Rep.
Expression is a space in the heart that is unleashed and let free. It runs wild.
Listen to Rep on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
Then I have one more question for you, specifically about this chart, because I do want to talk about your numerology chart too. So talk to me how you are with words. I know that sounds so silly to say, but just talk to me. Like, do you trust speaking in public or speaking to small groups of people? Is that something you like
yes.
to do? Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to me about the
In places where I feel confident, like work, I'm really comfortable talking in front of groups of people or training my coworkers, or I've had to be like in court, which is really stressful sometimes. And I'm comfortable with all of those things.
Yeah. Because when you go to court, it's really important, right? I mean, it's really critical.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a small thing. So, do you ever write?
I have been told I should, but I don't as much as I probably should. Yeah, I have tried, but I'm not very consistent.
Okay. So do you like to write?
So I record a lot of my intuitive experiences or things that I have seen to see if they show up later on for confirmation or dreams
Oh, nice.
And such, but I don't necessarily sit down and journal every day.
Okay. That's great. So, you know, writing versus speaking are two very different expressions, right? And it seems like speaking is something you're more comfortable with, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would love to have you be thinking about teaching something. And it could be the smallest thing, like it could be like, hey, I'm going to teach you my grandmother's cookie recipe. Like it could be something really, you know, something whatever. But, or it could be something like I'm going to teach a meditation class or I'm going to teach, I don't know, what is something that you might want to teach that wouldn't be a professional, this is how I'm trained in the world. What would be something that's just Lindsay wanting to share something?
Well, that's a good question. I think I have been so set in that professional world that I haven't explored a lot of the personal interests that I have, or I haven't put a lot of emphasis on that. And I have little kids. So my world has really been work and kids for the last couple of years.
Okay. What are the ages of your children?
5 and 2.
5 and 2. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So funny. So your sentence, so my world has been work and kids, or work and work.
Right? Yeah.
Those ages are very, very adorable and very mom-centric. So super important.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe I would like you to be thinking about, I don't care if it's like a mommy circle or something like that you put together and go, hey, we're going to do this project with kids. You know, these are the 5-year-old's day. This is the 2-year-old's day or something like that. But something that actually gets you in the speaking role outside of your area of expertise. Not that you're not an expert mom. I don't mean to imply that. You actually are very well suited to have children. So well done you. Way to check that box from a soul level. But I just think you have so much to offer. And I don't think, and I know that you underestimate the power and the impact of you showing up and being present with in other people's lives. When you show up, things calm down. And so I really don't care what you teach. I just want you gathering people. And again, just like you do so many different communities, this is going to be for the moms. This is going to be for the kids. AKA mom relief, you know, like this is going to be for other age groups or teachers or, you know, whatever it is. Like you just start having random things that you're like, you know what? I see this over and over. This is a trend. People don't know this, but I need to come up with a venue to share it. This is what I'd like you to think about, at least 5 or 6 different classes. By classes, it could be a 30-minute session live. It could be a 2-hour set, you know, afternoon break or whatever. I don't care. Like, it could be anything. It could be a 6-week thing or something that you wanted to do. But I'd like you to be thinking about different ways that you can gather people.
And Lindsay, don't worry. She gives all of us homework when she does readings like this. I have had to walk away and do so much shit. I can't even take a stick at it. So just know this is what it's part of the package.
Look, but what I'm giving you is an energetic on-ramp to what's next. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does this make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Hence the homework. I'm just saying, I'm supporting you, Witchy Poo. It's beautiful. You made me do all sorts of things.
You know, and it was also fun.
And it still make me do shit, but keep going.
So do you have questions about what I'm talking about or what I'm inviting you to create?
The only question I have is, it sounds like that is more focused on personal things rather than any professional interests or things that I feel like I might have available to teach others on that level.
Well, this is what I want to say about that. You have a very strong drive in Capricorn. You have Mars in Capricorn, which is exalted in Capricorn. It's just really strong. It's a personal driver, and that's fantastic. You also have a Neptune in Capricorn, who is not really happy in Capricorn, to tell you the truth. It's in a fallen state, so its energy is not as accessible. But you've got these two sort of opposing energies. One's really driving and happy and let's go, let's go, let's go. And it's Mars, which is, you know, the driving. And so if I give you anything in the business realm, you're going to set it on fire and you're going to like drive yourself crazy like you've done from a couple of decades already. That's my point. Does this make sense? Okay. And yeah. You even said, like, oh, personally, I have a lot of interest, but I don't have a lot of time. I haven't really discovered all that. So that's why I'm giving you this assignment for just even, I don't know, a couple months to explore some other things in mm-hmm. the person. Like, what's fun? What was fun for me to plan? What was stressful for me to plan? What was exhausting? What kind of hit? What kind of didn't? Like, I want you to pay attention to those things. And before you bring it into the professional realm, where you're going to go with you go from 0 to 100 like that, right? You just, boom, it's done. Like I planned it. It's done. It's going to happen, right? And I'm trying to mm-hmm. soften that drive. And the thing is, you have to soften and slow down and be willing for it not to be linear. Yes, ma'am?
Well, I have a question. Yes. Because you talked about Mars. And I'm asking on behalf of those listening, because I know mm-hmm. they're going to wonder.
No, thank you.
Well, mm-hmm. explain the Neptune, why it doesn't want to be seen in Capricorn, just to help kind of understand that part of astrology.
It's the energy isn't ignited in Capricorn.
Oh, like, got it.
Think about it, because Neptune's a lot of things, but it brings illumination, it brings spiritual awareness, and Capricorn is literally symbolized by the mountain goat. Let's go, let's go, let's go. We are always looking to achieve new heights. And Neptune's happiest under the sea, right?
Right. So they conflict in that way.
Right. It's just not, it's not ignited. So that energy of spiritual illumination, you have to work and slow down for when it's in Capricorn.
And why you don't trust it, maybe. Is that also what Lindsay experiences? Is that part of the distrust in it?
Well, it's more like I'm so busy being successful and doing what people expect of me that I don't have time to reflect on, is this what is personally and spiritually satisfying or valuable to me? Does that make sense, Lindsay?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. But she's had this awakening as, you know, as opposed to, oh, great, here's the, here, instead of let's review my 3-year, 5-year and 10-year plan here, you're like, I quit. Thank you so much.
That's epic, by the way. Yeah. I mean, that's an epic move, sister. I know. Like, love the epic move.
Here's my lightning bolt, you know, because she showed up more like a Capricorn, like, I'm going to keep working hard. You can count on me. I'll put more on my back. I'm good. I'll just keep moving it up the mountain. And I'm out. You know, which is great. So basically I'm giving you two assignments that says, one, you know, have a trusted friend or colleague who's either in branding or marketing or something to hold these little focus groups for people that says, what do we love about Lindsay? What do we know that she has, you know, these super secret powers she only brings up for special occasions, and what are they, so that you understand more what they are?
And not, I'm sorry, I'm way more active in this reading than I've ever been. But Lindsay, I think if somebody can help you with this, what's a really interesting thing too is to ask people is, you know, what does it feel like before you enter the room and then when you enter the room? Because I think maybe when you're very, really tasked, like I'll get it done, you forget just what your presence offers. I remember, Brenda, you told me years ago, you're like, one of these days, my elf, you're going to walk into the conference room and you're going to finally feel like you belong there. Mm-hmm. And you were right. You were absolutely right. But that is because it's not about the task that I was doing. It was me as a whole of what I brought were two very different things. I'm just trying to tease through this a little bit because I feel a kindred spirit in that really way to me, Lindsay, of that, like, oh, wait, like I can do a job. I can do it. Like I was great at that stuff. But then I missed the overall whole picture of who I was because some of my whole wasn't explored personally, or I didn't understand the energy that of just, you know, stepping into the light or to the room. I don't know, well, Brent, am I off?
No, you're absolutely correct. And we get rewarded in the external world for human doings, not human beings. And I'm inviting you into a space of more human beings. So that's why I want you to have this reflection back to you from people who've engaged with you, people who know you, mm-hmm. And give them actually a chance to give back. I'm not saying none of them have, but this is an extraordinary gift to you, and for them to be able to offer it is a lovely thing. And for you to be able to receive it gracefully is also a lovely thing, right? Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me on this?
Okay. I am hearing you.
A box of cannolis.
What was that?
That's the gift back, a box of cannolis. I was just kidding. Just kidding. Continue with your numerology.
Okay. I just want to say one more thing. One of the things that I feel like makes you happier than anything else is when you can weave together moments of unification with people where they really see each other and value each other. And I don't know, it's building teams, it's creating family moments. Like it's, you do it in different ways, but that's kind of your superpower. You know that, right?
Well, now that you said it like that. I do see that.
Yeah.
I do value that.
So do I.
The Who hits back. We don't get live again. Across North America. Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, The Who with an orchestra. Get tickets now at livenation.com.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Talk to them. We're just two unapologetically Black women with an opinion who talk back.
This is AJ from the We Talk Back podcast. Catch us every Thursday on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
And hey, y'all, it's Tam Bam. Now, I know you hear We Talk Back and automatically assume it's about two Black women being combative. But that couldn't be further from the truth. It's about finding your voice and using it.
I mean, we do talk about sex
a lot.
Money, relationships, all that good stuff. But we also have diverse guests on our show, from your favorite celebrities to therapists And even we had real estate experts on here.
That was also a good episode. Mm-hmm. And like we always say, speak now and never hold your peace.
So listen to We Talk Back on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, again, I talked about one of the reasons why you're like, why can't I just drive this? Why do I seem to get so lost just responding to other people, right? One of the reasons you can't drive it is because in your numerology, your initial number is a one that says you came to originate. You came to ignite, right? And so you can't follow anybody else's path. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
and it's awesome because if it's anybody else's path, eventually you're going to quit anyhow. So
I think somebody just did that, actually.
Right. Eventually it's like, it's going to lose that spark because you're like, well, okay, crush that. How long am I going to do that before I'm bored with it? And the answer is not very long. So, but it's also frustrating and sometimes it's lonely because you don't feel like you ever fit in.
Yeah.
And one is the loneliest number.
Right. One is the loneliest number. And the other thing is, whenever you try and fit in, it's an epic fail because you end up betraying yourself and that's too expensive. Mm-hmm. Right. It's expensive energetically. It's disappointing to you because even if you fit in, you're like, I'm so bored by myself right now. I have to leave. Right.
Yeah.
So I want you to remember, yeah, it feels like a harder path initially as I'm originating, as I'm taking this initiation, and I have to carve my own path. But it's also the most satisfying because it's going to make sense to me over time. I can only see the path when I look back. Going forward, I'm going to have to carve it out. I'm going to look different than everyone else, which is why, again, I want to ground your work in this is going to sound bad. My Alfie may have to translate this for me, but that's why I want to ground the languaging of what you're going to end up doing in other people's experiences who've experienced your work, because they'll use language that other people can understand. Because when you are originating, sometimes you're so close to it, that foundational language they're going to give you will be valuable in talking about it with other people. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I don't want to insult other people. I don't want to insult you, but sometimes words are like super friendly to you. And other times you're like, oh, I can't even language that. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's both. It's both your superpower and a blind spot for you.
And it would be helpful too when you have it to be written down so you could actually spend some time with the language that's used, because sometimes when we hear things in passing, we have a quick judgment about what it is, like audio. But when you're able to actually look at something, you can start to find some patterns and things, or like, oh, I wouldn't really use that word for myself, because we are soul sisters in many ways, Lindsay. And, you know, somebody used a word to describe me and it was not a four letter word, believe it or not. and it wasn't a very sexy word, but the word that was used was that I'm earnest, right? That is the most boring word that you could possibly think. But if you actually go deep into it, it is the most complimentary word that could have ever been spoken about me, because it meant that I woke up every day wanting to do the right thing. That's what earnest is. Mm-hmm. And there's a tremendous amount of value. So, you know, and I heard that from somebody else. I mean, I actually, for what Brenda said, I actually asked my old boss at Fox, I'm like, if you had to list five words to describe me, what would they be? By the way, she listed 10. And they were beautiful and they were words like authentic and so on and so forth. So it helps to ask those questions. And I did it and they're like, give me five words, you know, and I would write them down and spend time with them and go deep with them and not just have that audio pass by. Kind of thing.
And I would say that these sessions need to be recorded and transcribed so that you can just look at them, because in the moment it'll be too intense and you may not even want to be in the room, quite frankly. I know I wouldn't want to be. It'd make me too nervous.
Yeah.
Delicate flower.
I know. I get shy. But the other thing is, I want, like, you are someone who likes a plan, right? You like a plan. You're excellent. You create plans. You're excellent delivering plans. And that's your old life. in this new life, it's you're going to have to follow both inspiration. So you're going to have to live in that inspirational world, that unseen intuitive world, and in your planning world, you know, a foot in both of those worlds, where before you've kind of been very comfortable in just the mountain sea goat sort of thing, you know, going like, I like, just show me the path and it's comfortable. And, you know, I've got these two kids, so I only have so much brain power right now. Right. And I'll just go down this path. I know how to do this. I can crush this all day long. And what you're creating now is a little, it's one step forward, reflection. You have to think about this, take feedback, we'll create the next step. Right. And that's going to be, and it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, in the interim, like just for income sake, like cash flow, you may take another part-time job, something else while you're figuring this other stuff out. Like that might be something you do. Like, oh, I can go back and, you know, be an independent contractor there while I'm creating this other path that merges the joy I have speaking to people's hearts, by helping them fall in love with the community around them and find their own tribe, their own families. Like that's probably something that'll come out of this work.
And Ted, just to give you another perspective of this, Lindsay, what I'm hearing is when you're a one, which, what a great number. When you're a one, it doesn't mean that you always have to be an entrepreneur and start like your own business kind of thing. You can, by the way, but you can actually be inside of another organization and start something new.
Yeah.
So I think new is the word. New, like you envisioning something that fits those two needs, one you love and one that the world needs, right? Like if you had to look at Brenda's checklist, those are the two top things on our checklist. It can be within an existing institution. It doesn't have to be, I need to go file, you know, for an LLC. You can, I'm just saying you don't have to, because I think some people get confused when they hear that. So I just wanted to add that little piece.
Have to make sure. Oh, go ahead.
You just said a couple of words that I wanted to emphasize, because last week I had a conversation about filing my own LLC and being an independent contractor. So it's really funny that you brought those two things up.
And I do think that if you were going to go, you know, sort of inside, it would have to be someone who has probably worked with you before, who knows how fast and how far you can run, that says, great, we're not going to, you know, be all over you. We're just going to give you the bandwidth to go get it done. Like there would have to be a lot of trust, because quite frankly, you don't have a lot of tolerance for the other, for being micromanaged, right?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Yeah. Of course not.
Yeah. Now, having said that, I do want to say this, because like I just threw a whole bunch of stuff at you, that I do feel like you will have the opportunity to get back to your plan in a couple of years. It's going to be a minute, but it's like you'll be back into that, like, okay, before you feel in a really confident place, okay, I know what the flow is. I understand what I have to do because I've been here before. And so you'll end up getting really strong and clear in a couple of years. It may not be that long, maybe 18, 24 months, something like that. But I just wanted to give you that as a guidance.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
But remember, the guiding vision I want you to keep your eyes on is, will people be able to recognize their love tribe or the community of love or their family of love, like after my work? Like that has to be a thread. It doesn't have to be the only goal, but it has to be a thread through the work that you're going to create, because it's mirrored both in the astrology and the numerology so clearly, so beautifully. So I just wanted to put a little circle around that.
I think you put a little heart around it.
Okay. So Lindsay, what questions do you have?
About the numerology?
Anything. Doesn't matter.
You know, a lot of this makes sense. I just tend to get so stuck in my head that I've been on this path that's been so clear cut now for so long. And I just was like, I need to do something different. But a lot of the things that you're saying are completely resonating and have been a part of my thought process in terms of what's next. It just feels very strange to me to slow down and to be without a plan. And that really scares the shit out of me.
Yep, it should. Well, think of it this way, right? I've never done that. Why in the world would it be comfortable? Mm-hmm. Right? I haven't been here before, right? It's the fool card in tarot, right? I've never been here before. Why would I be like, oh, I'm just going to settle in? I'm like, what the hell is going on, right? My nervous system is freaking out. What am I going to do? And so that's why I actually want to make sure you have that sort of outlet that says, I can be an independent contractor for the company I just left or the organization I just left. Like I could be, but I only want to work, you know, I don't want to work that 60 hours a week. I might want to work 20 or 30 or 10 or whatever, mm-hmm. like whatever makes sense for you and your family. Like that's not an issue because it is easy. But I'm also going to be cultivating my clarity and my experience with something that actually ignites in my heart, something that's closer to who I am instead of mm-hmm. just giving all my gifts away to some structure.
Yeah. Yeah. That definitely makes sense.
Yeah.
You're smiling. That's fantastic. That's always a good sign.
Yeah.
Any other questions? I can't wait to see what you're going to do.
Oh boy. Well,
oh boy. Yeah,
we'll see. You did mention a couple of things about my spiritual practice. And I think what Julie and I have talked about is that there's been a lot of things opening up for me more recently. And again, I say to myself all the time, what am I doing? Was that real? Is this in my head? Like I'm constantly questioning and I'm overanalyzing really a lot of my intuition. And I guess my other question in terms of what's next is, do you see that being a part of this path at all?
Yes. I mean, there's
sharing spiritual gifts.
Yes. I'm sorry if that was not clear in what I was talking about, but
oh.
when you look, you, yes. That's all I can say is yes. Right. Because, yes. So even your North Node is in the eighth house. Like it's literally calling to you. It's calling to you that says, look, part of this is new for you. You haven't had another lifetime with these experiences, right? So that's one reason for you who likes to know, who likes to be exacting. You haven't had these experiences, but the North Node literally it's shaped like a little doorway that's saying, this is part of what you're supposed to include in this lifetime. Don't forget to include this in lifetime. And the eighth house is it's all about deep, deep, deep personal psychicness. Like it's just, yeah, it's
okay,
amazing.
I mean, let's be honest, Lindsay. I mean, that's how you and I met. You reached out about some things that you were dealing with. So you've been tap dancing in this for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But again, part of it is I want you swimming around in these undercurrents that haven't gotten enough attention from you before you go out in the world and start weaving them into what you're offering, right? So that's why I want you to give yourself this chance so that you can feel confident when you share, when you gather people together. And I don't care if you gather three people or 30 people, like it doesn't matter. There's no difference as you get started in your offering, because what you're doing is you're practicing yourself as how to share this.
Well, you get your work cut out for you, sister.
Yeah, I guess so. It's going to be a busy summer.
You got Brenda homework.
Yeah.
And you're number one.
Out there originating, creating. Yeah. And it's good. It's good for your mind to actually have permission to be more creative, to explore more instead of just being on, you know, mission focused, which is where you've been for a while.
Yes, for sure.
But remember, if you're going to be mission focused, the mission is love, 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 love.
That's fantastic.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome.
All right. So Lindsay, thank you so much for willing to come on today. This was, I loved it. Not that anybody cares, but I did. Nobody asked, but I'm going to go ahead and answer. If somebody did wonder, did Julie like this episode? The answer is yes. Because I think a lot of people think that when we do a show like this, it's only about talking to loved ones that have passed on, which is very valuable and very important for people. But this is also important, like, right, navigating the earth plane, not just navigating the other side. And so I thank you for offering up, you know, where you are in your life to our listeners, because doing this show is, you know, you have to give, and it can be a little like, oh shit, what's Brenda going to say? oh wait, that's just me every day. I thank you for that, because I think it's incredibly valuable that people understand that, you know, in this world that we swim in, that it is more than just one thing. And I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
And Lindsay, just thank you, and keep me posted how I can support you in your journey, in your expansive, love guided journey. I'm really, I'm a fan.
We're excited to see what you do.
Yeah. And just remember, be really kind to yourself. Okay. You've never been here before. Be really kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm. And pack some Oreos. You might need it for the journey. Because it's a new road. So she's on a new path. Got to have a snack.
Okay. Very good.
Everybody needs a snack on a journey.
I'm like, meditate. And you're like, Oreos.
Oh, right. Well, that's why we're a good pair. Because you need both. You need both. Yes. You need both. Nourish the soul and nourish your hiney. We all need it.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for
listening.
Thanks,
everybody.
And remember, Earth School is hard.
Without the other side. And my witchy poo. And Lindsay.
And Lindsay.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.